And we've seen that college campuses aren't these ideologic places where you go and young students learn and have academic freedom. Violence occurs there. Whether it's something as notorious as the Virginia Tech shootings or the shooting at Northwestern in Illinois, but there's crimes that occur on college campuses all the time, from frat parties that get out of hand to date rape to other crimes that occur on college campuses. They're not as safe as we would be led to believe. I don't know if you've also followed in Wisconsin, we've had a problem. We had our state fair. It's still going on. It started last week. But we had this thing called a flash mob that occurred on Thursday, where citizens who were there within their right to go to the Wisconsin State Fair, as they're walking out of the fair, gets attacked by a mob of 7,500 young males. On the 4th of July, that happened too, in a park in Milwaukee. And that stirred up some controversy and some thought about, what if we had passed this concealed carry law? And we have passed it a couple times, but Governor Doyle, the former governor, vetoed it. What if we had already had that in place and just one person was carrying concealed? Would those hundreds of youth taken a second thought and said, maybe it's not in our best interest to beat people off of motorcycles, to hit a woman with a full beer bottle, causing her to get stitches and a broken jaw? They might have thought twice about it, because about concealed carry, you don't know which one has a weapon. And I served in Iraq. And one of the things I knew in Iraq was that if I left that gate from Camp Victory with a convoy and it looked like we were loaded for bear, insurgents didn't want to play with us. But for those convoys that left with thin-skinned vehicles, soldiers that didn't look alert and prepared, they were prime targets for insurgents. And that's a thought I think occurs through some of the criminals when we talk about gun-free zones. Because I tell you, when I ran a convoy, and I could get somebody that was willing to drive maybe a sedan or a thin-skinned vehicle in my convoy, I knew who would draw fire first. And that's why I think that we have to be very careful when we create gun-free zones. I noticed a lot of colleges, the response to the violence of mass shootings at Virginia Tech, and it was the same at University of Wisconsin-Whitewater, where I'm an alumni, was, well, we'll send out text message alerts and we'll bolster mental health services such as counseling. But to me, I don't think that is such a deterrent as somebody knowing that somebody out there might have a gun and will be willing to use it to stop me from committing an act of violence. I think that's a big deterrent.